الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا صدق الله العظيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي درو شریف پڑھنے Respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters listening at home. By the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the many sessions of Darsi Hadith, we have covered some important, relevant issues on the history of Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also the history of Madinatul Munawwara, inshaAllah. We come towards the end of that blessed subject topic. What remains is perhaps the abar, the bir, the wells of Madinatul Munawwara. Isko Urdu mein kuwe kehte hai, Arabi mein bir kehte hai, water wells. According to some of the muarrikhin, they are approximately 17 wells in Madinatul Munawwara, which Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has used in his time. Inshallah, we'll probably go through a few in this session. One famous well of Madinatul Munawwara is Bi'r-e-Ruma. In the Arabic language, bir means well, kuwa. And the word Ruma, the ulama have said that was the name of the owner of that well, Ruma. He was a member of the Banu Ghifari tribe, Wallahu A'lam. This is what is mentioned in the kitabs. Bi'ire Roma. Later on, this well was also known as Bi'ire Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. And it is known as Bi'ire Uthman and Bi'ire Roma. Both the terms are used in Madinatul Munawwara. The history of Bi'ire Roma is also that when the first king of Yemen, if you remember many sessions before when I said the king of Yemen whose name was Tubba, when he came with a group of scholars, he first stopped in the valley of Aqiq. Aqiq is in Madinatul Munawwara, and he settled there, and he was the first man to dig up a hole in that area in the valley of Aqiq. And he is the one who made this well, which is known as Bi're Roma. That is the history. But later on, in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Madinatul Munawwara was slightly different from Makkatul Mukarramah. Makkatul Mukarramah, mashaAllah, because of Zamzam, there was a lot of water there. Madinatul Munawwara, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Medina with his companions, at that time, the only water that was available for the people of Medina to drink from, sweet water, was from Bi're Roma. Bi're Roma, sweet water. According to the Mu'arrikhin, Muslim historians, when Absalallahu alayhi wa sallam got to Medina, the owner of Bi're Roma was a Jew. He was a Jew. And from the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in fact, much before that, the Jews never get on well with the Muslims. So every time anybody came to him to use his well or to drink some water, there was a price to pay. And he would sell a little amount of water at a ridiculous price, an exorbitant rate. And it was difficult for the majority of the people to drink from that well. And he was not a good man. Some of the mu'arrikhin, Muslim historians, have said that what he did was he had sealed that area of the well. He had like a covering on the top and on the sides, and he had a door, and he would lock it. So even if he was not using it, he would not allow anyone else to use it and to drink from that water. Alhamdulillah, we the Muslims in Leicester, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us water. We drink whenever we want. We have drinks, we have all the liquids we want. Even today in many parts of the world, many, many parts of the world, water is scarce, water is difficult to get. Every drop of water, subhanallah, that is the only time one realizes the ni'mat, the qadr of water. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Waqi'ah. أَفْرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ. O human beings, the water that you drink, have you seen that? أَفْرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ. Do you have the power to bring that water down from the heavens, from the clouds? Or is that power with us? أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ. SubhanAllah. And in Madinatul Munawwara, water was very, very difficult when Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came. Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam realized the need of water all the time. Not just drinking water, but as Muslims we use water a lot. Wuzu, wusal. Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stood up and gathered all the companions. And according to one riwayat which is in Bukhari, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, مَنْ حَفَرَ بِئْرَ رُومَ فَلَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. That anyone who digs up from the well of Roma, for him is Jannah. According to the Muhaddithin, the meaning of digging up here is not literal, but what is meant is that anyone who makes that well waqf as a donation for the Muslimin, فَلَهُ الْجَنَّةِ, for him guaranteed Jannah. SubhanAllah. A lot of people would love to donate that well, sweet water, incredibly sweet, and give it to the Muslimin. But obviously it was a priceless asset for that Jew at that time, and he was exploiting the situation at that time. He knew that the Muslims were in need. Not just Muslims, everybody was in need of water. And he was holding that key, that golden key. He was not prepared to sell anything. And even if he was to sell, it was at a ridiculous price. No one could afford it at that time. It was only Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, subhanallah, as well as being the son-in-law of Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam and a great muttaqi, Khalifa Salis. Hazrat Uthman was famous for his negotiation. He was a great negotiator, his ability in talking. And Hazrat Uthman went to this Jew and said to him, look, I will give you cash, whatever amount of money you want, and I am prepared to buy this well from you. And he looked at Hazrat Uthman and he said, no, la, I'm not interested. Hazrat Uthman looked at him, he said, I will pay you any amount you want. SubhanAllah. How were their hearts when it came to giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Just let me touch on some of the sakhawat, the charity of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. In the battle of Tabuk, he personally gave Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam 950 camels. Kitni? 950 camels. This is just in one battle, the Battle of Tabuk. Fully loaded, fully loaded. Just today, why I say fully loaded? Is that, mashallah, it was after, what was it, Asr Salat? Yeah, it was after Asr Salat, mashallah. In Masjid Umar, when you see the car park now, we've got a Rolls Royce, we've got a Jaguar, we've got a Merc, and mashallah, alhamdulillah, there's nothing wrong with it. Allah has blessed the Muslim community, why not? If you use your money in the right way. So, after Asr, as I was going out, just a friend of mine, mashallah, he bought this new, not the normal BMWs, I'm not good at cars, but you know, this very sporty type of BMWs. So I just looked at him, I couldn't recognize him. He said to me, wa salaam alaikum. I said, oh, wa alaikum salaam. I said, Mubarak. He said, alhamdulillah. He said, Maulana, just jump in, jump in. I said, no, I can't. The leather seats, I can't jump in. He said, no, Maulana, jump in. Let me take you for a ride. I said, no, I'm in a rush. I have someone with me. I have no time. He said, no, please jump in. Make dua. I said, okay. So I just sat in the front seat. And he just explained to me some of the technology that was visible there, Bluetooth, and Allah knows what kind of tooth, and you know, satellite navigation system, and the seats, everything, you know, subhanAllah. And he said to me, Ma, I want to sell this car, make dua. I said to him, well, how much is it? And he looked at me, he said to me, Maulana, £35,000. I said, what? £35,000 for a car. He said, just make dua. You said, inshallah, it will sell. I said, inshallah, you know, Allah will sell it and will give you profit. So it was just that. Here, when we look at some of the beautiful cars, subhanAllah, and the price and the value of it, imagine, take yourselves back in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the value of an Arabi Unt, huh? Arabic camel, subhanAllah, priceless. And Hazrat Uthman is donating 950, Ya Rasulullah, fully loaded, everything inside. Sare, tayar. And then he says, Ya Rasulullah, I want to make it up a complete figure of 1,000. And he got another 50 horses for Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could not but smile at the face of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. Subhanallah. These were the companions on the right and on the left of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 1,000. And the fazilat is different. In the same battle, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again said, anything more from the other companions? And he noticed that Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam is still in need. Because this battle was important. Muslims were in a difficult position. Everything was hard at that time for the Muslims. Hazrat Uthman went back home and he came back with 1,000 dinar. And what he did was that the pockets were not enough to put all the dinars. He put all the dinars in his sleeves, inside. Subhanallah. This was the jazba. For them, they were prepared to sacrifice their children, their wives, their family members. To please Rasulullah, they would do anything. What is money? And coming, running in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his hands like this. Literally like this. And Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam was sitting. Uthman comes. And all the companions are looking at him. Allah had blessed him. Subhanallah. And he came. But one must remember that Hazrat Uthman was only one of those who Allah had blessed in Medina. But Allah had given money to other companions also. Hazrat Uthman was famous for that. And he came and he put his hands down in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all the gold coins fell in front of Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, this is for you. of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time, the words he said, which are recorded in Mishkat. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Uthman, Allah is pleased with you in such a way that even after today, if you were to commit a sin, kiraman katibin will not record your evil deeds. Kiraman katibin will not record your evil deeds. Now, this does not mean that literally that's the meaning, but this is just to show the virtue, the status of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, and that Allah was so pleased with him. Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam was so pleased with him. Subhanallah, he got Jannat not just once, many, many times. In a majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he stood up and he was the one, again, wants to claim Jannat for himself, for what Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam has said, falahul Jannah. He went to that Jew and he says, look, I'm not going to go back, but until I buy that well from you. And he says, no, I'm not prepared to sell. Now, subhanallah, look at the intellect that Hazrat Uthman was given. He says, okay, look, you will benefit from the water and you will also benefit from the money that I have. How about that? He says, well, that's good. I get the well and I also get the money, that's something good. He says, look, let me buy 50% of the well. Kuwa aada. Now how can you make a half of a well? He says, give me 50% of this well and I am satisfied. And he says, how? He says, look, one day I am the owner of this well and I will allow anyone who I wish to use. And the other day from sunset to sunset, you are the owner of it. And you can allow whoever you wish. And he said, that is agreed. And the price Hazrat Uthman had to pay for that half kuwa, 35,000 dirhams at that time, right in the beginning. 35,000 dirhams. Hazrat Uthman, subhanallah, gave him 35,000 dirhams. He says, okay, as from today, half belongs to me and half belongs to you. And he agreed. MashaAllah, he stood up and he made an announcement and he said to the Muslimin that one day all the Muslims can come and use the water and they are free to do whatever they want. And all the people of Medina, Ansari and the Muhajirin would come, MashaAllah, fill up enough water for 2 days. Fill up enough water for 2 days and for the animals and for the house and for the drinking and for the ghusl and for the wuzu and everything. And the Jew was standing there looking at everything. And subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Khaliq. When it was time for the Jew, the water would not spring out from under the ground. And there was not enough for him. But when it was Osman's turn, again the well was full. And when he noticed this, he had no choice but to sell the other part, the other portion of the well also to Hazrat Uthman. So he called Hazrat Uthman. He knew nobody had the capacity to buy at that time. He had a meeting with Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Uthman came and he says, right, if you are prepared, you can buy the other half and this well will belong to you. I want the money. 35,000, and Hazrat Uthman says, okay. And the price for the other half was 8,000 dirhams. How much was it? 8,000 dirhams. Again, for that well at that time, subhanAllah, nobody has paid a price in the history perhaps for what Hazrat Uthman had to pay for that well, Bire Roma. SubhanAllah, and when Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala and made the final payment, he informed Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. Ab sallallahu alayhi wasallam came personally to Hazrat Uthman and near that well, Bir Roma. Ab sallallahu alayhi wasallam drank from that water, sweet, Just imagine when it is hot in Medina and cool water, mashallah, sweet water is given to you. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank from that well water and he looked at Uthman, and Huzur alayhi salam lifted up his hands and he says, Ya Allah, immediately make Jannat farz for Uthman. SubhanAllah. Tony Blair can make a promise to someone that you will have a British passport. SubhanAllah. But that is not guaranteed. That is not guaranteed. Mr. Blunkett can say for someone, okay, indefinite stay or whatever, the Home Minister, you can have this status in this country. That is not guaranteed. But wallahi nazeem, if it comes out from the mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and if Rasulullah says, falahul jannah, Uthman for you is jannah, anyone who doubts it, SubhanAllah, that is kufr. That is not just kufr, perhaps that is the greatest kufr, to doubt the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Everything one can doubt, but one cannot doubt the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is a history of Bire Roma, which is known as Bire Uthman. Long time when we first went for Umrah, Alhamdulillah, we saw something of a well there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give tawfiq to the Saudi government. It is tragic, tragic upon tragic, musibat ki upar musibat, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah, that they preserve their palaces. And when you look at the wells from which Rasulullah drank from, the wells from which the companions drank from, they are left in ruins and a derelict form. Kuch bhi nahi. SubhanAllah. Nothing is there. There is no signs, no nothing. The Saudi government does nothing. In fact, on the pretext of shirk, they have this courage and audacity to bulldoze everything down. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Allah gives jazaa khair to the Ottoman Empire. No matter what they were, at least during their period of time, everything was secure. Everything was secure. Even when it came to the construction of the Kaaba, the construction of the main section of Masjid al-Nabwi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they made sure everything that was historical was preserved and intact. Everything. So brothers who have not done Umrah and Hajj, when you go now, a lot of things what you see is all artificial. There's nothing original there now. Nothing. Nothing. SubhanAllah. So Bire Roma was there at that time. And when you go there, all the only thing we are bombarded with is shirk, shirk, shirk. If you do this shirk, if you do that shirk, if you do this shirk, if you do that shirk, everything is shirk. You pray two rakat nafal is shirk. You drink, it is shirk. Everything is shirk. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Al-Azim, SubhanAllah. Nothing is there. Nothing is there. Bire Aris. Bire Aris. When 2 years ago, when I went for Umrah, again, I looked for someone who knew the history of Madinatul Munawwara, and there was one Sheikh there, and I personally told him, I want to see Bire Aris. Because whenever when you go for Ziyarat, Bire Aris is no longer there. They say to you that, okay, Bire Aris is here, Bire Aris is there, Bire Aris. Let me go into this Bire Aris. Bire Aris is again a name of one famous well in Madinatul Munawwara. And this is very, very close to Masjid-e-Quba. Masjid-e-Quba. What is the status of Masjid-e-Quba? According to Mullah Ali Qari, rahmatullah alayh, Masjid-e-Quba holds the fourth position in Islam. First is Masjidul Haram, then Masjidul Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Masjid Aqsa, third. And the fourth is Masjid Quba. And Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam would go there frequently to visit Masjid Quba, especially on a Saturday. And Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam said, anyone who performs two raqat in Masjid Quba, the reward is equivalent to one Umrah. It is very close to Masjid Quba, only 38 meters away. This this well which is known as Bi'r Arif. So Bi'r means well. What is Arif? Anyone wants to guess? Go on. Bi'r Arif. Arif again was the name of a Jew. Arif again was the name of a Jew who was originally the owner of this well at that time. At that time. Later on, alhamdulillah, it came in the hands of the Muslimin, subhanallah. And the virtue of Bi'r Arif is that, subhanallah, Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam drank from it, and Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his auspicious saliva in it, into it. So, subhanallah, there is double barakat in there, subhanallah. So when I went with this, mashallah, young man who knew the history of Masjid-e-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Madinatul Munawwara, he took me, he went to Masjid-e-Quba. I said to him, Bi'r Arif, I'll take you. And he took me, when you look at Masjid-e-Quba, on one side of it there is a fountain where water has settled into a small area. And underneath that is Bi'r Arif. So you can't actually see the well at all. It is all blocked, and in fact there's a construction part of Masjid-e-Quba is around that. So that is known as Bi'r Arif. Bi'r Arif, in the hadith of Sahih Muslim, Hazrat Musa al-Ashari radiallahu ta'ala an says that one day when he woke up, he made this firm intention that today I am going to do khidmat for Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. One whole day, he did wuzu, he did ghusl, put on his new clothes, came looking for Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. Abu sallallahu alayhi wasalam was not in Medina. People said to him that they saw Abu sallallahu alayhi wasalam walking towards Quba. So as he went towards Quba, he found Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam sitting on the top part of this well, Bi'r Arif, on the top part. Now this well is located 38 meters from Masjid al-Quba, but it was in the middle of a date orchard, a garden. So there was like one entry to go into that garden, and then in the middle was this well, and Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam was inside. So he saw Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam there, subhanallah, resting in the shade, and because of water being there, mashallah, the breeze, cold air that was there, it was hot. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam was resting. He came, he greeted Huzur alayhi salatu wasallam, and there was no one with Huzur alayhi salatu wasallam. So he said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, let me stand near the door of this garden so that you are not disturbed. Nobody should come and disturb you. Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam says, whatever you wish. So that Musa al-Ashari radiallahu ta'ala and stood there, and he stood there and Abu sallallahu alayhi wasalam was resting. And someone came towards the garden, and Huzur Musa al-Ashari could hear someone. Hazrat Musa al-Ashari stopped him. And who was it? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And this is lazim malzoom. It has to be. Wherever Huzur alayhi salam is, Hazrat Abu Bakr has to be there. Pick up any books of hadith and you will notice that. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was there. Hazrat Musa al-Ashari looked at him. He says, wait, Abu Bakr Siddiq, you can't go inside, wait. And when he came to the honor of Rasulullah, they would not look at anyone. He went back to Huzur alayhi salam. Ya Rasulullah, Abu Bakr Siddiq is here. He wants to come inside and accompany you. Shall I allow him to come? Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Musa, allow him to come. Fabashirhu bil Jannah. And give him the glad tidings of Jannah. Subhanallah. Imagine, even if a pious man says to us, me and you, that, oh, I saw a dream that me and you, both of us were running in Jannat al-Firdaus. We would want to relate this to the whole world. Huh? We would stop reading the Nawafil. Huh? We stop doing the zikr and the fikr and say, oh, alhamdulillah, now I should get khilafat from that buzruk. That buzruk should also give me khilafat. Why? So and so person saw me in a dream that both of us were running in Jannat al-Firdaus. It would be so difficult to tackle the situation. These were the companions. Nothing affected them. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq is there. Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to him, allow him to come and give him the glad tidings of Jannah. In came Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, and it is said, Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sitting on the top part of the well, and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq came and joined Huzur Alaihi Salatu Wasallam, absolutely close to Huzur Alaihi Salatu Wasallam, touching each other. Musa al-Ashari from a distance could see both of them. After a bit, and a second person came along. Again, with the voice of Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala an, he says, it is Umar and I want to come and see Huzur alayhi salam. It's difficult to stop with Umar. He says, no, wait, Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam was resting. Let me ask him. Went back, got permission from Huzur alayhi salam. Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam again said the same one. He says, let Umar come for Bashirhu bil Jannah and also give him the glad tidings of Jannah. SubhanAllah. Hazrat Musa al-Ashari says that when I left my house, my brother said that you carry on, you go ahead and I will join you. So that Musa says that I am praying in my heart that I wish my brother also comes now because Huzur alayhi salam is distributing Jannah. So in his heart he is wondering that I wish my brother also comes. And hum to aaj aise hasad khor ban gaye, hasad khor, that we will not want anything good for our own brother. If you see your brother in a good position, we won't sleep. If we see our brother in a better position, it will be difficult for us to swallow that. Why is he in a good position and I am in this position? But the companions were such that, oh, I wish my brother comes now. He did say he will come, and I came forward. I left him at the house. He was doing wuzu and I said to him, no, I am going now. Hazrat Umar Farooq came and Hazrat Umar Farooq sat next to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. After a bit, comes along who? Hazrat Uthman. Now this is in Sahih Muslim. It's absolutely the sanad. There's no doubt about it. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala and comes, and Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was again informed by Hazrat Musa al-Ashari. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the companions, Uthman is here, sit properly, so let us cover the legs. Let us cover the legs. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam covered the legs a bit lower down, because obviously the well was there. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Musa al-Ashari, tell him, فَبَشِّرْهُ بِالْجَنَّةِ عَلَىٰ بَلْوَىٰ تُصِبْهُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, or something to the effect what Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam has said, that give him the glad tidings of Jannah, but before Jannah, he will have to go through some difficulty. Meaning that shahadat, and obviously what I had mentioned earlier on, that is why when they had surrounded the room of Hazrat Uthman taunted them, and Hazrat Uthman said to them that today you have stopped water coming to me, you have stopped water, food supply, and I am the one who bought Bire Roma in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and made that water waqf for the Muslimin, and you are punishing me by stopping water for me? And he reminded those people who were there. Allahu Akbar. And who was Hazrat Uthman? He would read the Quran so excessively that two manuscripts of the Quran were completely worn out. Completely worn out. And this was his normal habit. One rakat, one Quran. Normal. One rakat, one Quran. SubhanAllah. And so much modesty was with him. It is said that when Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam greeted him, and when Abu sallallahu alayhi wasalam greeted him on the right hand side, greeting him with the right hand first, it is said that he would never ever use his hands for anything that was considered to be low. He never ever touched his private part with his right hand after that. And he would always keep it on one side. He says, Huzur Alayhi Salatu Wasalam has touched my right hand. Always, his right hand was on one side. This was the haya which he had. SubhanAllah. So Uthman radiallahu ta'ala came, and when he came, it is said that there was no space for him to sit next to Hazrat Umar. So there was only space on the other side, a bit far. So Abdullah alayhi wa sallam said to him, Uthman, come. And Hazrat Uthman came, and Hazrat Uthman stayed slightly on the other side. The scholars of hadith have said that when you look at this situation of how Huzur alayhi salatu was salam is sitting, they also gave a meaning of the roza of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an indication that when Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world, the two companions were with Huzur alayhi salatu was salam in one room, like how they were sitting in Bir-e Aris. And Hazrat Uthman did not get that place, and Hazrat Uthman is resting where? In Jannatul Baqi. And another great significance of Bir-e Aris is also that Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a pure silver ring made for him, pure silver ring, and on it was written Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm not sure if brothers have seen it, but if you look at one of those Harun Yahya books, all of his books on the front cover have Muhammad Rasulullah written on it, just for you to quickly remember that picture. And that is again taken out from what was written on the ring of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was pure silver. So when Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wrote a letter, it was endorsed and sealed by that ring of Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam. It is said that when Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, this ring was with Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq would wear it for his entire duration of Khilafat. And when Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq passed away, this ring was given to Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, pure silver. And when Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala passed away, this ring was given to Hazrat Uthman. But it is said with Hazrat Uthman wore this ring for 6 years only. And what happened once again, Hazrat Uthman was sitting close to this well of Bir-e Aris, sitting in that exact area. While sitting there, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala and was just admiring the beautiful ring of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. So while doing that, Hazrat Uthman was looking at the ring. While doing that, subhanallah, it is the hikmat of Allah, the ring fell out from his finger and went straight into the well. Allahu Akbar. When this ring fell into the well, into the water, Hazrat Uthman was in tears. Hazrat Uthman started to cry. It is said that he emptied that entire well. All the water was emptied from that well, just to find that one ring. All the companions came. He came and he said to all the companions, he personally took part in removing all the water. And he said, no, this ring has to be found. Make sure. SubhanAllah. But it was never to be. It is said that even after emptying this Bir-e Aris, that ring of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was never found again. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala says that the minute this ring was taken away from me, when I lost this ring in that well, the fitna which Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam had said that it will follow me towards his shahadat started. And from that day onwards, all the fitan started. But before that, everything was in the hands of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. This is a brief history of Bir-e Aris and Bir-e Roma. There are a lot of other wells, inshaAllah. Maybe we can talk about it in the next session. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal on what has been said. Inshallah, if we finish the history of Madinatul Munawwara, I feel that it's only befitting for us that we've talked about Sham, Syria, Iraq, and Madinatul Munawwara, mashallah, in the pattern of history, in the pattern of hadith, what is recorded in the hadith. I feel that it is better for us to talk on the history of Makkatul Mukarramah. So inshallah, when we finish Madinatul Munawwarah, we will start on the history of Makkatul Mukarramah with the Masail, following the tartib of hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dur shaykh Allah. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.